This is Eb Eberline with a Grand Canyon edition of Arizona Trails. The traditional first hike to the bottom of Grand Canyon goes down the South Kaibab Trail and up the Bright Angel. These two trailheads are relatively close together on the South Rim. The South Kaibab was constructed in response to a political situation. The early Grand Canyon routes were constructed by prospectors who charged tolls for their use. Ralph Cameron had acquired the rights to the Bright Angel Trail well before the park was designated in 1919. He charged $1 per mule for riders and pack stock going down. This was a hefty price at that time. The Park Service had to pay this fee, and the superintendent of the park was not too happy about it. Cameron was coincidentally a senator from Arizona, but not terribly civic-minded and not willing to turn the trail over to the Park Service. After being frustrated for a number of years by the senator, the decision was made by the superintendent to construct a new trail. The South Kaibab was constructed in 1923 with two crews working from top and bottom toward the middle. It was done in 6 months. Designated to be free of the ice, which plagues the Bright Angel Trail in winter, only the top 100 yards requires crampons when icy. To access the South Kaibab, you need to take the Park Service shuttle from the village, as private vehicles may not park at the trailhead. Be sure to check the newsprint guide given to you at the entrance to Grand Canyon National Park for the time of the Hiker's Express, which avoids a change at the visitor center and gets you there to the trailhead quickly early in the morning. There's no water on the South Kaibab, so a gallon per person is recommended in hot weather. Ooh-Ah Point is about 3/4 of a mile down the trail, where the views to the east open up. Another 3/4 of a mile brings you to Cedar Ridge. Look for the fossil ferns here on the west side in the Hermit Shale. A long descent through the Supai Formation, past fossils of ancient lizards' footprints, gets you down to the top of the Redwall Limestone and Skeleton Point, nearly halfway down to the river. The Red and Whites, a series of steady switchbacks, get you down to the Tonto platform from there, where there is an emergency phone, a composting toilet, and the junction of the Tonto Trail, Grand Canyon's traversing route that winds for nearly 90 level miles. Go 100 yards past the toilet for a shady break in the summer, rather than sitting in the sun. This is the tip-off. As Mike Huckabee says, don't tip or you'll fall off. The river and Bright Angel Camp look deceptively close from here. Resist the urge to hurry. The remaining 2 miles is a relentless set of steep switchbacks down into the inner gorge to the Black Bridge. It's just 1/4 mile further to Bright Angel Campground and Phantom Ranch. Breathe a sigh of relief and soak your feet in Bright Angel Creek. You're at the bottom of the biggest upside-down mountain in the world with an elite group of hikers. I hope you plan a day or two to explore and rest, because what comes down must go up. Always check with the Grand Canyon Rangers before hiking for current conditions. Tell someone where you are hiking and when you expect to return, and try to avoid hiking alone. This has been Eb Eberline. Looking forward to seeing you on the trail.